that Ruach Chazilat Yisur Chazir, Shekorach Achar Rochel, running after a Rochel, running after a Rochel, says to a Chazir that was nursing from a lamb. So ma, what's the law? You're not eating this Chazir or not? So ma, can be born, what's the Shailah? You let me if you want to tell me, Lib Chayro, to say after Rochel, to shout another kid, would it be a Bechor or not? Or can we boil it, Yilchus Gashem Gil, with Paschal Mechal Gashem Gil, or not? Yilchus Karabonin, if so, to boil it, but what do you have to say? The case is because it's a Chazir that's nursing from the Rochel, it's the case of a kid. So Mar says, yes, he can be boil it, Lib Chayro, it's only Shan Hilchus Bechayro. So like this, Mora says what? Iyalach Rabbanin, Tibol et Le. Was Kikum Iboil Le B'chayro, Valiv B'di Rabbanin, she was one child according to Rabbanin Ora Hilchas B'chor. And Liachila, Valiv B'di Shem Gamliel. Slightly like this. Le B'chayro, Filu Rabbanin, even according to Rabbanin, she's the Yama that they say. Merachma, that sometimes she'll nurse another kid, but maybe Ki Merachma, when would she nurse another kid? Dimi no. Only if it's a kid like herself. But the loy me no loy, maybe no, she would not nurse another kid that's not like herself. So maybe since you see a nurse in the Chazir, that should be a proof for sure it's her kid, and maybe even according to Rabbanu, for sure she'll be put in a Bechayra. Or Dilma, maybe no, the loy me no namimurachma, could be no, even though it's not her own min, it's a Chazir, maybe still she'll still have Rachmanis and nurse that kid. So according to Rabbanu, it's still a suffix whether she's put in a Bechayra or not. And liyachilu the shavu, you'll eat this kid or not this Chazir, and the shavu the of Shem Gamliel. It's like this, im tim slim, if you want to tell me, so be yoledes, merachemes, that once she gives birth and has her own kid, she'll nurse somebody else's kid, but maybe dimino, only a similar kid like her own. But the lav mino loy, another kid that's not her own, she won't nurse. And therefore, since she's nursing this Chazir, it should be a proof it's her own kid, and then the kid should be mutzat, she should be able to eat this Chazir. Or dimu maybe no, Dilma delav mina nanim rachma, that once she gave birth, it's possible to say she'll nurse somebody else's kid, even a different min altogether, even a chazir. And then you have no proof to say this chazir is her kid, so the yosav achila take this type is a suffix. That's like we're here, we had a suffix. You see how shallow we had before, type really remains a suffix. That according to Shmuel Gamliel, that's pshita, that's for sure chazoka, that if we see her nursing, for sure she gave birth already. Because the behemoth would not nurse unless she gave birth. Our suffix is though, the kid now that she's nursing, is it vade her kid? Or maybe no, agav, that she nurses her own kid, maybe she'll also nurse somebody else's kid also. The nafkaminer is, like we started out, would there be an issa, a malchus, a voice of yesbenoi, if you shech the mother and the kid, this kid that she's nursing now, the same day, do we say it's a vade her kid and you get malchus? Or maybe no, it's not a vade her kid, therefore you'll not get malchus. Yes, Mishnah says like this. Rav Yosef ben Hamishulam Oimer, that HaShoychet Es HaBechor, somebody wants a Shech to Bechor, means a Korbin Bechor, so it's like a Korbin, but there's a special look about a Bechor is Loisogush, you're not allowed to pull off the hair, you can't shear off the wool of the Bechor. So how do you do it? HaShoychet Es HaBechor Oysa Mokam Bechoifetz, you're allowed to take the Koifetz, that's like you take your the butcher, the hatchet. Let it, like the butcher's hatchet, let it take it, and like to push the hair on the side. Mikana mikana, like try and push the hair on the side each way. And then, Vatilashes Hasar, even let it pull off. Even let it pull off the hair also. Obavado, but providing those shleyi to zenimim koimu, you can't move it away from its place. Like here Rashi explains, the shaylar is, you have to set aside, push aside the hair, that the knife, like, should not be covered up with the hair. Because then it may be a psul of chaloda. It's one of the psulim of shchita. That you have to be able to see the knife when you shech, that it shouldn't be stuck into the skin or into the hair. So before you start making the shchita, you have to first separate the hair. So you have to take a bigger knife to separate the hair. And Mash says, tolish, you could like pull off the hair, or something in the Gemara, why? But once you pull it off, what you're supposed to do is just push it to the side, to not really take the hair off. Because as a gzera, people should not think you're being over the lava like sogus. People shouldn't think you're pulling off, you're like shearing off the wool. So if we let it here, pull it out, and just push it to the side and leave it there. We see in the Gemara exactly why. Yeah. V'chein, the same thing, toilish es hasar liris mok mum. Let's say there's a mum on the Bechor, and you have to show it to the Chochom. So you can only see it if you get the hair off. So some to shave the hair off, that's a lav. It's the same eitzah. You're allowed to be toilish, like move the hair to the side and then pull off. Pull off the hair, and that's mut, and then you can show it to the kohen. So the question is why? Tomorrow says, Omar Rav. Rav says, first of all, Aloch Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. We pass like Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, we had the Gemara before. Both these two Alochis that you're allowed to shear off the, in this way, at least you're allowed to get, take the hair away from the Mokka Mashchita. Now, boy, my name Rav Huna. Yes, Shalom from Rav Huna. Kinegdoi v'yom tif ma. What's going to be the locha, this type of a malocha, to do it on Yom Tif? Forget about a bechor, a regular behema. You let her make a shechita on Yom Tif. The shalom, would you let her pull off the hair on Yom Tif also? So questions like this. My time to Rav Yosef ben Meshulam, what's the reason why he says it's muta? Mishum diksova, one reason could be because he holds toilish lav hainu goizis. That by toilish, stam pulling off the hair, that's not the lav of the Torah of goizis of shearing it off. The Torah when he says he can't like use a knife or a scissors like to shear off the wool. But to pull it out, that's muta. Therefore, that's why it's muta in the Mishnah. But of the Yom Tov also, but on Yom Tov will be also done to pull out the hair. Because on Yom Tov will be an issa of Eikadov Migdulai. So is that the reason why? So then on Yom Tov would be also. Aduma may be no. Aduma may be Biyam all of Atayi Sov Rav Yosef ben Meshulam that Tolish Haino Gozis. Really Tolish pulling out the hair. That's also the Chalal, the Lav of the Torah, not to be Gozas. Don't shear off the wool of a Bechor. If so, how come in the Mishnah he says let it pull off the hair? I'll tell you behind the time. What's the reason to show? Know why the reason why it's matter it? Tevilei, 1 second. Yeah. So to show a dumb Gemara says yeah behind the time there's yes. So I do maybe know the Almatay Sov Rabbi Yosef and Shulam that Tolish Hanu Goizis. That Tolish really pulling off the hair really is the Issa Goizis. So why in the Mishnah is a muta? Behind the time of the show with Tevilei Dover Shani Miskavin because you don't have Kavona to pull off the hair. Your kavani is just to divide a line there, like to make a clear line that you could make a shita. But your kavani, your intention is not really to pull out the hair. You're only like pushing the hair on the side to make a clear line. So if that's the heter in the Mishnah, over Yom Tov also the same thing would be Dov Hashem Miskavin Muta. So you'd be allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov this way also. You'd allowed to take the knife and first like try and just push the hair on the side both ways. Even though it's and then use your hands also to push it to the side. Even though maybe some hair would come out, but it's a dove shenim scarf and that'll be mutter. I it's a psychrash will soon see the gumarita. So Mora said they said that was the shaft of Shaila yet. So Amuli said back to him, Zil Shamlur of Khananel, first ask of Khanal Bakhlal, Iyom Alokhashim Bakub Yesib and Meshulam. First ask him if we pass like Yesib and Meshulam in the Mishnah. If should Lakhu, and then I'll answer you your Shaila. Like first let's make sure we pass him like him. Samar said that's what happened. Also, he went Shiloh, yes, to Shiloh. Omlu, they said back to him, yes, Hochi Yom Rav, this is what Rav said, Aloch Rav Yosef ben Meshulam. We pass on Rav Yosef ben Meshulam in the Mishnah that by a Bechor release, you let a Shech that way by pushing here on the side first. So now, also, Lekaim with the Rav Huna, Omlu, connect the Beyontif Mutter. So, yes, Mutter, like Abba Shalom, all the way by Yomtif. He said, yes, Beyontif, it's also Mutter. In other words, the reason why in the Mishnah it's Mutter is not because Tolish is not called Goizis. But rather, real Tolish, if you have Kavanah to pull it off, would be Yasa. But in the Mishnah, your intentions are not really to pull out the hair. Your intentions are just to push the hair on the side and not to pull it off. So it's a Dava Shein and Meskavi, and still for the Yimut, even on Yom Tov also. It Nam, we also learn like this, Omer Rav Chananel, Baal Shalom Yom Mishmeh Derav. Connect the Yom Tov Mutter. The same thing on Yom Tov, Utakavi Mutter on Yom Tov also. Now the question, Omi Yom Rav Rok, is it true that Rav said like this, that's Mutter on Yom Tov?